It's trade deadline day, and now we check in with former Maple Leaf and Stanley Cup champion Glenn Healy. Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
I'm doing great, boys. Do you think Edmonton's going to win a cup in a year?
Oh, no, I just mean getting there. The fact that Jordan Eberle's never played a playoff game, there's a lot of really good players. You probably played with a few, and you go, how's that guy not had big-time playoff experience yet? Because stick him on any team, so much of this is circumstantial in the NHL, Glenn.
Well, a lot's changed. You know, for the most of the years that I played, there were, 21 teams in the league, and 16 were getting to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So 75% of your teams or more were getting in the postseason. Now you've got, next year, 31 teams, and 16 are getting in, so half don't get in. So it is easy to go a number of years and not get in the postseason because you got a 50% chance.
Do you think experience, I want to bring that up, bringing a guy like Boyle in for a potential run, does it matter? You were on stacked, like the Gretzky year when you're in L.A., Gretzky comes, but there's also a John Tinelli and a Dave Taylor, hundreds of playoff games of experience. Does it matter to a team like the Leafs to bring in a guy who got to play 50 in 2 years? I think the Burke teams, and I think you talked about this too, the Burke teams had nobody that had been there, done that with the Phaneuf, Kessel, Lupul core. So does it matter bringing a guy in, even if he was a fourth liner, because he has done that?
Totally matters in every way. He was asked a ton of questions yesterday. He was on the air on every station that Canada could possibly put him on. And they asked him right away, you want to sign with Toronto, get an extension? And immediately he was like, I don't put that first. But how about winning first? How about getting in the postseason? How about winning a playoff round? How about maybe taking this team to another level? And then the contract comes later, so he gets the big picture. I've watched him. We've followed Tampa for a number of years. They've been a successful team in the playoffs. I've watched him from between the benches and have nothing but admiration for the way he competes, the way he plays, his leadership. When you have a guy who's on your fourth line, and Pittsburgh had this last year with Cullen and Kunackle, they're on their fourth line and they kill penalties. Yeah. Okay, so if you can kill a penalty 5-on-4, how does the coach not trust you 5-on-5? You got an extra guy with you to help out a little bit. So you put Boyle on your fourth line. He's a penalty killer. You can trust him. You don't have to worry about that stupid matchup word that all these coaches worry about so much before they get canned. And so I love the move. I love the acquisition. And I'm not surprised that a number of teams were looking in his direction.
With Glenn Healy on starting lineup with Brady and Price, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. All right, so they add Boyle. Are they adding anything else? Should they? And if so, what?
Well, there's lots that they can add because they've got nothing but picks and nothing but prospects. And, when you look at the move they made yesterday with Fraze, the guy just doesn't fit in with what they have. They've got lots. They've been stockpiling some picks. They've been stockpiling some players. And, you can't have 37 19-year-olds all compete for the same jobs. You've got to look at it and say, all right, at what point can we part with a player that we realize that we're not going to re-sign past his entry-level deal? Because most players, you play your 3 years on an entry-level deal and you do not re-sign.
Mm-hmm.
They move on from you because they got 3 years of players coming in the background, right? So let's get the next pretty prize that we can get. I think Luke Gadzik's the only guy I know that re-signed with the Oilers because they liked them that much. Most guys, it's just move on. Let's get rid of it. So I think that's kind of where they're looking at their prospects. They're looking at their picks. And if they could shore up their defense, I would say that they probably would absolutely look to shore it up. Now, that's an easy thing to say. That's a difficult thing to do because that's probably the same conversation that 15 teams are having right now. Let's shore up our defense. Tough to do.
Hard loss last night. How easy is it to leave that behind? You got two more games in California, which is already a tough thing, and yet the way that they lost last night at the time that they lost really leaves a sour taste.
It does, and it's a point that they should have had. It's a valuable point that they needed, and that's the big thing coming down the stretch. That's where a number of years ago when they were 9 points up on Detroit, like March 14th, and you thought for sure, okay, they're in the postseason for sure. You don't catch that many points up this late in the year. And they went on to lose something like, 12 of 13 in regulation. That's a life lesson for them, and it cost them a playoff spot that year. The 18-wheeler went over the cliff. We've heard that way too many times in this city. So this management group, though, this coaching staff, they're not about that moment at 18:31 last night that's going to devastate them. They're about, you're going to get 6 points in 5 games, and let's just continue down that progression, continue down the path of making it happen. And so I think it's disappointing, but I don't think it'll change your outlook.
Glenn Healy, kind enough to join us, Brady and Price, 8:20 a.m. on trade deadline day. Give me a team, Glenn, if you can, that you would want to just shout, like, wake up and smell the rebuild. I think it's fascinating because Detroit might be a couple years late to this, and Ken Holland has taken darts everywhere in Detroit for just being too loyal, hanging on to guys too long. I think we're seeing this in Vancouver where they just stuck with Mike Gillis, just stuck with guys and stuff too long. Do you see, and Calgary too with Aginla? Do you see a team and you go, they're not getting what they are, and they need to break it all down?
Vancouver.
Still, yeah.
Yep, gold medal winner. Come to the podium. They have nothing in their minor league system. They haven't drafted well. They need to do a much better job with the group that they have. They're not sure if they're half pregnant or they're not. The Sedins need to go. Cut and dried.
So similar to Sundin here, like just let them walk next year. It's hard for a team to find $14 million in cap space, right?
It's okay. I'm going to take half of it on. You're going to get a 2-for-1 sale. We love Kmart. Right? Blue light special. You're going to get both of them for one price, and I'm going to eat it for a year, and then when they're done, I'll bring them back, and we'll do the victory tour, and we'll put them into the Hall of Fame in Vancouver, and we will honor them as Canucks and raise the banner to the top of the ceiling. But you can't have last year when they had Dan Hamhuis,
yeah,
and he refused to go to the Pittsburgh Penguins because they won a Stanley Cup. Could you imagine? He could have went to Pittsburgh, and he didn't go, and they won a cup.
But guys have their reasons, right? Like Matt's got skewered here 9 years ago. So did McCabe. So did Caberle.
Put it in perspective. Like, yeah. Really, put in perspective. When they asked Matt's to be traded, and they asked the Muskoka Vibe to be traded, this Maple Leaf team was 3 points out of a playoff spot. So you're asking the captain, 3 points away from a playoff spot, to be the first guy on the lifeboat on the Titanic. Really? That's the history you want to tell for the captain? Okay, it's different in Vancouver. They don't have a chance. They're close, but they're never going to get close enough, especially in the West. It's a much different animal. So let's be real, put it in perspective. When Mats was asked, they were knocking on the door. And he was the guy who said, look, I'm not going to be the first guy off of this thing. Mm-hmm. And so Vancouver, much different. So it's a different animal. And the Muskoka Five followed suit. They were, hey, if the captain's not jumping ship, why am I jumping ship? Am I going to go somewhere else? And so, you know what? Did it hurt Mass? Absolutely, emotionally. He's probably absolutely pissed off that they asked him. But he was asked by probably arguably one of the worst general managers the Maple Leafs have ever had.
Who gave a bunch of guys that didn't deserve no trade clauses, yeah. Too. Yeah.
He's the same general manager that was playing Joe Nieuwendyk with Gary Roberts, not realizing that they're best buddies and they're going to tell each other what their contracts were. Like, moronic, some of these decisions that were made. Hey, but we're in a much better spot now, and this team is going in the right direction, and if they can add a defenseman today, that would be fantastic, and if they can keep this thing rolling, get in the postseason, but more importantly, every game that they play in March and in April, for the first time in a long time, it is a meaningful game that will take these guys to a new emotional level.
Good stuff. Thank you, Glenn.
Enjoy today. The hostage siege will be over in about 12 hours. There you go.